Hashem roi velo echsar. The divine is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Bino deshe yarbitzeni. In lush meadows the divine lays me down. Ame menuchot yinahaleni. Beside tranquil waters the divine leads me. Nafshi yeshovev. My soul is revived. These words from Psalm 23 reflect a common attitude about spirituality, that realization of the divine leads to pure bliss and freedom from all suffering, from anger, fear, judgment, and so on. But if we go down a little bit further, it says, Ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorai. You prepare before me a table in front of my tormentors. In front of my tormentors, I thought we were just lounging in the grass beside tranquil waters. How did my tormentors get into the picture? These images hint at an important distinction that will help you navigate your practice and avoid a very common pitfall. This is the distinction between the idea of getting rid of negativity altogether, which is misleading, versus shifting the context within which the negativity arises, which is actually what the practice is all about. One reason this can be confusing is because the practice of presence will, of course, decrease negativity and suffering. It decreases stress, it decreases repetitive and unhelpful thinking, and definitely opens you to more joy and bliss. Ame menuchot yinahaleni, beside tranquil waters the divine leads me. And at some point, you're likely to experience all negativity dropping away completely. However, this doesn't mean that the possibility of negativity has been eliminated, and that's where you can get into trouble. Because once you've had some deep success with your practice, once you are lying down beside the tranquil water, so to speak, and the eternal dimension of being has become a direct and palpable experience for you, there can be a tendency to think that negativity shouldn't bother you anymore at all, that your feelings should never get hurt, that you should never feel insulted, and that nothing should make you angry, and so on. Then, when some negativity does arise, you can mistakenly conclude that you've somehow lost it, that the power of presence isn't working for you anymore, when really, you've just been given a tremendous gift, and you need to just shift the way you're looking at it to see the gift. Why? Gam ki elich begeitz al mavet. Even though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, lo ira ra ki ata imadi, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. The real power of presence is not that it destroys the possibility of negativity arising. After all, we are all in the Geitz al Mavet, the valley of the shadow of death. But rather, the power of presence is that it changes the context in which everything arises, including negativity. But you can't know this and prove it to yourself unless you have a chance to practice it, which is why the arising of negativity is a gift. So when negativity arises, use it as an opportunity to realize that you are not trapped by the negativity. Ki ata imadi, know that the divine is with you, because the divine is the eternal dimension of being, and this eternal dimension is not separate from the space of your own awareness, within which the negativity, as well as everything else, comes and goes. And you can use the three portals of IJM to realize this in any moment. First is the portal of the heart. So a feeling has arisen that needs to be felt. So be generous. Offer your awareness to it. Lecha. Second is the portal of the body. Now that you've offered your presence, sustain it by anchoring it in your body and your breathing. This keeps you with your present moment experience and calms the tendency to spin off into unhelpful thinking. Naaseh, returning again and again to sustaining presence in your body. third is the portal of awareness itself. This is where the shift in context happens most fully. Bring to mind that whatever you're feeling is happening within awareness, is made out of awareness, and that the awareness itself is a vast field without border or limit. While whatever particular experience you're having is something that comes and goes, Vinishma, you are that space of perception. There's a hint of this in the Torah story of the spies who are sent to investigate the Promised Land. In Parshat Shelach Lecha, God speaks to Moses and says, Shelach Lecha Anashim V'yaturu et Eretz Canaan. Send for yourself men to spy out the land of Canaan. So the spies go out and they climb a mountain to check out the land, and then they return with giant grapes and pomegranates and figs. They report back, yes, this land flows with milk and honey, and here are some of the amazing fruits growing there. But the inhabitants of the land are giants. They would destroy us. Vayehi ve'einenu kachagavim. We were like grasshoppers in our own eyes. V'chein hayinu be'einehem. And so we were in their eyes. So when a person ascends the mountain of transcendence and eats the fruit of the joy and bliss that comes from such an awakening, there can sometimes be a tremendous frustration and resignation when you come down from the mountain into the Geitz al Mavet, the valley of the shadow of death, the place of ordinary, sometimes very negative emotions, such as anger and fear and sadness and so on. That's when we need the words of Yehoshua, the words of encouragement that Joshua speaks to them. Hashem itanu, al tira'um. The divine is with us, don't be afraid of them. Meaning that just because you came down from a high experience of joy and bliss into the valley of negativity, in fact, nothing has changed. The spacious freedom that you experienced on the mountain, so to speak, is still the actual open space of your own awareness within which the negativity arises. You can conquer any negativity, not by fighting against it directly, but by simply seeing that it comes and goes within the space of this moment, and you are that space. Hashem itanu, your very nature is divine, meaning that you are the space of this moment. But of course, that's not what happens in the story. Instead, the Israelites are afraid. They say, forget it, let's go back to Egypt. Meaning, let's go back to the ordinary and familiar way of being before we experience the radical freedom of awakening. Then they change their minds again out of fear of punishment and try to go fight the enemy after all. But Moses says to them, Lo yiyeh Hashem imachem, God will not be with you. They go anyway and they get pounded. So how can this be? If your nature is the eternal space of this moment, then how can that change? Of course, it doesn't change, but it's our awareness of this fact that changes. We tend to get seduced by our feelings and believe them into giants. Rather than know our own vastness, Vayehi ve'einenu kachagavim, we were like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and grasshoppers don't want to get smushed. So we try and fight our feelings, try to push them away or deny them, and that just creates inner conflict. So that, Vayechein hayinu be'enehem, so we were grasshoppers in their eyes, meaning the very thing that we're fighting gets bigger and bigger because negativity is empowered by more negativity. On the other hand, if you know Hashem itanu, the divine is literally your own nature, then al tira'um, there's never anything to be afraid of within your experience. So you're on top of the world, no big deal. It's a passing experience. You're in the depths of hell, no problem, it will pass. Rather than get caught up in your experience, which is always changing anyway, realize the space within which your experience is arising. You can do that through the practice of presence in general and through daily meditation in particular. Then you'll know the truth of the words of Yehoshua, Al tir'u et ha'am ha'aretz. Don't be afraid of the people of the land, meaning don't be afraid of any particular experiences that arise. Ki lachmenu hem, for they are our bread. Meaning, when you stand courageously in the midst of difficult experiences, the experiences themselves become food for awakening, deepening your groundedness in the reality of presence. Then you'll know directly Hashem itanu, the divine is with us, al tira'um, there is nothing to be afraid of. So see if you can really take this in, that you don't need to be afraid of any particular experience. Of course, this doesn't mean that you should go and do things that are unsafe or that create negative experiences. There's no reason for that either. But once a negative experience has already arisen, you can use it to deepen your awakeness, to know, as the Psalm says, Shavti Bevet Hashem, I dwell in the house of the divine. Meaning, you are constantly dwelling in and as the space of this moment, Leorech Yamim, for long days. Meaning, for the borderless and timeless present. So let's sing. Thank you. and coming to meditation, bringing your hand to your heart, offering presence to the fullness of this moment with Lecha. Breathing in. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, moving awareness more strongly into your body, down into your hips and legs, feet and toes. And shining from your belly upward into your lungs and your heart, releasing any excess tension that you might have in your shoulders, flowing down your arms and elbows, forearms and hands and fingers, and shining up into your face and your skull and your brain, bringing a little smile to your lips, and resting your awareness on the flow of your breathing. And affirming this practice of doing presence in your body with Na'aseh, we will do. Breathing in. Na'aseh. And with left hand on your belly, bringing right hand to your forehead, becoming aware of the open space of awareness that fills your body yet transcends your body. Open without border or limit, chanting Veni Shma, we will hear. Breathing in. Veni Shma. Atahu, Atahu. You are the divine, you are the now. Now is the goal, now is it. Atahu. Chanting in your mind, resting in your breathing, open to whatever arises, whatever thoughts or feelings arise, just accept them. Don't try to push them away. Accept them, but also don't lean into them. Let them dissipate as they will, and we'll sit for 7 minutes. And concluding once again with the three portals, hand to your heart, offering awareness. Lecha. Lecha. Left hand on your belly, awareness in the body, with your breathing. Na'ase. Na'ase. Right hand to your forehead, aware of the open space of awareness itself. Venishma. Venishma. Atahu. Until next time.